Hello, this is Sexy Shona, back with another encounter after a long time. I'm about 5'5 with tits of 32, 28, 34, sharp tits and a juicy hairless cunt, which has been fucked by 10 guys thus far. I'm still a virgin by ass. My complexion is dusky. In short, I have a fuckable body with just the right amount of flesh at the right places. I'm desperately waiting for a sensual massage, followed by a fucking session, in which I will be fucked like a whore by 3 guys, filling up all my holes mercilessly. I hope my dreams will be fulfilled soon. To get back to the story, well, it all started way back in 2016, when my boss, Rohit, squeezed my boobs and kissed me for the first time. Yes, you read it right, my boss. I had joined the company 6 months prior and knew that he was a playboy, always looking for sex. He had approached me many times, but I had always rejected his proposals. However, on that day, I couldn't control my sexual desires, and that was the day when our journey of fucking began. The following is just one steamy session of many I have enjoyed with Rohit since that time. It was a fine Monday morning where I had numerous things to do for the day. I was busy working when Rohit called me to his chamber to discuss some things. Once our discussion was over, I turned my back to leave his cabin. But to my surprise, Rohit caught hold of my waist and tugged me sharply into his lap. Slowly, he started fondling my breast while kissing my neck. I was scared someone might enter his chamber unannounced. But at the same time, I was slowly getting hard and into the mood. My boobs started to swell and become full under his expert touch. Suddenly, he asked me to get up and pushed me against the wall and started sucking my lips. Our tongues started the loveliest battle ever. We were busy tasting each other's saliva when suddenly Rohit's mobile started ringing, forcing us apart. I came out of his cabin breathing heavily. I immediately sent him a WhatsApp message, which read as, "Thanks for such a wonderful, unprovoked assault." He replied immediately, "You're welcome. By the way, you look especially sexy today in those white leggings. I can see all your curves perfectly." Me: "Thank you, but your assault has woken up my pussy, which is now craving." "Craving for what?" "You know it. Do not act abuse. Tell me what you want and you'll have it. Don't make me feel embarrassed." "There should be no embarrassment while sharing my bed, my dear. Tell me what you want." "I don't care what your schedule is for the day, but all I want is your dick to drill me deep and tear my pussy apart today." Rohit: "Oh, someone is on fire today." Me: "Yeah, I'm on fire and I want you to dick to douse the flames." Rohit: "Don't worry, my dear. I'll make the arrangements. I'll douse these flames at any cost." "Please do. I can no longer wait to be in your bed." "Is your pussy..." "Nah. Is my pussy wet? And why are your boobs looking so big in the CCTV?" "Indeed, my cunt is wet, waiting for you to drink my juices, because I do not want to spoil my dress. As for my boobs, they listen to you, not to me." "Yes, my baby, your body is mine. I own it. I'm waiting to make it more mine." After half an hour, I got a message that a cab has been booked to the Park Hyatt and that Rohit has already left for the hotel in his car. We usually go to the Park Hyatt to fuck. It's the place where he penetrates me to his dick's content. We do not leave the office together to avoid any suspicions. It was 3 in the afternoon, but there was already heavy traffic on the way to the hotel, making me even hornier. While I was waiting to reach the hotel, I got a WhatsApp notification. "Room number 702. Will fuck you till my dick gets tired." I replied, "Waiting to be your bitch forever." And he responded, "Pressure will be all mine." Guys, you're listening to this story on DaisyTales2.com. In another 20 minutes, I reached room 702, inside which lay my heaven. A solace not only for my body but also for my mind. When I opened the door, I saw Rohit waiting for me. I inquired how he was planning to use my body, but he shushed me by grabbing my ass and pulling me into his arms to kiss me. After sucking my lips for a good amount of time, very gently he released them, biting my lower lip. We both were already in a hot mood. He started quickly undressing me by removing my top and voila, there I was, wearing his favorite red color bra. Luck favors at times. Seeing the red color, he started biting my left nipple from over the bra while squeezing the right one. All I could shout was, tear my bra and bite me hard. I want hickeys on my boobs. And that was more than enough to turn Rohit into a beast in bed. He lifted me and threw me down on the bed. He pulled my bra so hard that it snapped apart, and then he tossed it on the floor. And there he was, in my arms, giving all the special attentions to my breast, biting, sucking, pulling, and squeezing them to his heart content. It was a bit painful for me, but I was getting more and more aroused by such rough behavior. Soon, rest of our clothes joined my bra on the floor, and Rohit began to shower with me kisses from head to toe, leaving the most important areas of navel and dripping pussy. He was enjoying my silky, waxed body, and I was dancing to his tunes on the bed, shivering with his every touch. Rohit, my playboy boss, brought his mouth down, and slowly I raised my chin, making our lips meet. I was submitting myself completely to him by entwining him into a deep erotic kiss. I was craving for him since morning, after such unprovoked events in his chamber. My hand started to roam all over his back and broad shoulders. He glided his hands up and down the curves of my side. I moaned into the kiss as his hands trailed over my thighs, breaking the kiss gasping. Rohit caught my lower lip between his teeth, causing me to flinch, but I liked the control that my boss developed on me. I always wanted to be dominated and played rough. He went a bit further, ignoring my neck and earlobes. He knew those are a huge turn on for me. He rolled his mouth onto my left nipple, which was already poking hard. He then attended the right one by nibbling it. Rohit always loved to be tender on women, but he knew tenderness was not what I was looking for today. He again pinched my right nipple with his fingers, causing me to hiss. I cried out when he started biting the other one sharply with his teeth. I was in heaven and dripping between my legs. He then got up from the bed and without looking at me ordered, "Spread yourself wide." I had no clue of what is going on in his mind. Frustration started to build in me as he had made me wait more and more, even though he knew that I just needed a tick in my hole. But ignoring my feelings, he stood straight at the end of the bed, waiting for me to move. As I was lost in my own frustrating world, he dragged me down towards the end of the bed, holding my perfectly waxed legs. He pulled them wider to gain access to my wet pussy. He sat between my legs and started admiring my wet cunt. My hot fuck buddy boss came a bit forward and suddenly shoved two fingers in my pussy and started digging me roughly. Out of the blue, he asked, "Is this how Raghu fingered you last week when you slept with him?" "What? How did you know?" I was clueless how my boss came to know that his cousin Raghu fucked me last week. "That's not important how I came to know." He continued to dig me deeply, rotating fingers in my cunt and bent on me to catch hold of my nipples. He flickered them very roughly between his thumb and index finger. "Ah, answer me. Did he rub your clitoris with his thumb while fingering? Just like how am I doing? No. I didn't hear you. Did he pull your nipples like I'm doing along with pushing three fingers inside your love hole? No. I was enjoying the way he was treating my sex-craved naked body. My moans were becoming louder with each moment of his fingers in my pussy, as well as on my nipples. All these sensations were so overwhelming, I was about to come. Rohit sensed that and he immediately pulled his fingers from my cunt. Fuck you, Rohit, I screamed on my top bitch. I don't think bitch can come unless her owner wants her to. Saying this, he simply stood up and started walking away, leaving me sprawled on the bed in the middle of my cum. He went and sat on the couch and was looking at me. His gaze was piercing, as if he was searching for something. Slowly I got up from the bed, made my way towards him, and sat on his lap without leaving his gaze. I adjusted my legs around his waist and kissed him on the corner of his mouth. After seeing that, he neither responded to my kiss nor pushed me. I came forward to kiss him again on his lips. But this time, Rohit moved away from my kiss and commanded me to stand up nervously. I stood up as I knew I pissed up his mind and is no longer interested to fuck me. Put one leg on the couch and stand. Show me your cunt. I stood as directed. Come on. Show me how you masturbate. What? Yeah, don't be coy, babes. Show me how you feel yourself and come. I'm not gonna fuck you unless you come now. But this is your punishment, babe, for sleeping with Raghu without my knowledge. Now show how you please yourself. As I was horny and wanted a dick inside me, I had to abide by his demands. I inserted two fingers in my cunt and started rubbing them with my right hand. Using my left hand, I started fondling and squeezing my boobs. Our eyes locked, and I could see lust build up again for my sexy body in my boss's eyes. Just to ignite his lust, I parted my lips and licked my upper lip sensuously. Then I bit the corner of my lower lip, and that was more than enough to wake up the beast. Rohit immediately pulled my fingers out of my pussy and slapped my pussy so hard without any warning. In the reflex, I closed my legs and was about to lose my balance. He grabbed my hand and waited till I regained my senses back. Looking at him puzzled, I asked him, "At least you could have given some signal before." Even before I could complete the sentence, Rohit slapped me again real hard and commanded me, "Keep those legs wide open for me and stand like before with your left leg on the couch." I was happy that he again wanted to own his bitch Shona and stood as ordered in front of him. He continued hitting me, alternately rubbing his fingers over my clit and then slapping. I slowly got adjusted to the rhythm. Tension started to build up inside me. Rohit sensed it and continued to slap and rub me very fiercely. Finally, I closed my trembling legs around his hand tightly and released myself. My whole body went limp and my breath was out of control too. Rohit tucked me into his arms and allowed me to rest, caressing my back. After my breathing normalized, he cupped my head in his hands and kissed me on my forehead. He whispered, "This pussy is mine, and so is your body. I don't like to share the things I own. Fix this thing straight in your head." Hearing this, all I could do was kiss my man. I plunged my tongue into his mouth, pulling him gently so that he could feast on my soft and panting lips. Rohit growled in my throat deep. I was adjusting my dripping wet pussy on his treasure. His hard dick, it was bursting in heat. Now it was my turn to make my man happy. I signal him to rotate so that I can be on his top. Releasing his lips, I moved down onto his chin, neck and chest. I was kissing and feeling him up with breaking the contact of my lips or tongue over Lee's manly body. I finally reached my destination. I took his rock-hard dick into my soft hands and stroked it slowly. Now it's the time for my boss to groan as I kissed the pink head of his dick. Rohit saw my opening my mouth and taking his dick inside. He could feel the wetness and warmth inside me. He slowly moved his hip, making the entire shaft disappear into my mouth. He then stopped when he felt his tip hit my throat. We looked into each other's eyes and I gave him a wicked smile. Guys, you're listening to this story on DesiTales2.com. Seeing this, he pushed himself in my throat, holding my head slightly tighter. I was busy sucking his dick deep. I lifted my head slightly and circled my tongue around his dick. A wild blowjob experience from his slut was too much for Rohit to hold on to for a long time. He was trying to hold himself, but he was also desperate to explode and fill his whore's mouth with his juice, claim his whole back. What happened further is altogether a different part. Till then, all singles keep fingering and masturbating, and couples keep banging hard. Have safe sex.